Good evening. This is Ari Tennant, a.k.a. Mr. T, with the CBN Daily Audio Update. This is the June 17th edition, although by the time this is being published, it's technically June 18th. Without further ado, let's get right to the news. So first, let's pick up where we left off with Israel and Iran. Israel continued to bomb Iran, and you may have seen the video at our CBN feed of a news station in Tehran actually being bombed. There's a news anchor who's acting rather explosive, pardon the pun I keep using over and over again, and she is rudely interrupted by an Israeli airstrike on the news station. Israel has completely cut off state-funded media in Iran, and the only media they're getting is Prime Minister Netanyahu communicating to the populace that Israel's war is not with the Iranian population, it's with the Islamic regime, the IRGC, that is destroying their lives and making everything worse in Iran. Hopefully, when this is all said and done, Iran will actually be a really interesting, kind of cool place to go visit. There are actually Jewish people over there. We should daven for them. There's about 9,000 Yidden that still live in Iran, and we should all be concerned about their safety. In fact, the Jewish community is pretty close by to where this TV station was bombed. In other news, in Ukraine, which we haven't discussed so much lately, Russia actually launched a big missile attack and drone attack, killing at least 14. So that fight in Ukraine is still at a stalemate, more or less. There's really not much that has changed. It's essentially trench warfare. And until Vladimir Putin is willing to come to the table and take some kind of off-ramp, nothing is really going to change there. In domestic news, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was hospitalized with an allergic reaction, but she's recovering. She seems to be like she's okay. But very scary if something like that happens, but she seems perfectly fine. In Los Angeles, you may remember there were the riots going on over there, people protesting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement that President Trump is sending to round up illegals and send them home. That fight is still going on, but nothing's really changed. The only question is if Mayor Karen Bass or Governor Gavin Newsom are actually willing to let ICE do their job, or if they're going to hamstring the police. The police want to help, but they're not really being able to, so it's rather lawless and wild over there. In lighter news, the Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup yet again. They defeated the Edmonton Oilers 5-1, and that's their second title in a row, also over the Oilers. They really dominated this game. You can see the highlights on CBN. And finally, this episode is sponsored by the Smarter Savings WhatsApp community. You can join the community at the link below this post inside CBN, and Amazon Prime Day starts July 8th and runs through 11th. So you got to join before then. Sooner the better. You don't want to miss those deals. It's really cool what they're able to find. Some people were stacking up boxes of free stuff, and you can get it all with the Smarter Savings WhatsApp group. Link in the description. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next time.